your soul's delight with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Well, we've been bringing you various reports over the span of this first year of Highways and Byways, oftentimes from writers and news agencies that we don't often see in our daily lives in this country, or articles that are buried in the back pages of newspapers and cyber postings. But we've been watching how the world events line up with God's Word concerning end times prophecy, and of particular interest to us has been the constant growth of electronic tracking and observation technologies in numerous areas of our day-to-day lives. Now, we don't want to fall into that fringe category of doomsday preachers on the airwaves and authors of 100 hand-sized booklets. And there is a fine line in what I'm describing here, I'll admit. Hopefully, we've managed to stay on the sound doctrine side of all this, and prayerfully, we're going to remain there. Now, having said all this, I bring you a combined report this month as we've compiled articles from writers such as Alessandra Rizzo and Dietra Henderson from the Associated Press, Robert O'Hara from the Washington Post, and some additional reports from the End Times News Group. As always, there's mixed interjections and observations from yours truly, although the combined reports pretty much paint the picture for us, and so perhaps a little less of me and a little more of them at this point. We start with an article from Dietra Henderson. Medical milestone or privacy invasion? A tiny computer chip approved for implantation in a patient's arm can speed vital information about a patient's medical history to doctors and hospitals. But critics warn that it could open new ways to imperil the confidentiality of medical records. The Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday that Applied Digital Solutions of Delray Beach, Florida, could market the VeriChip, an implantable computer chip about the size of a grain of rice, for medical purposes. The news pleased its investors. On Wednesday, Applied Digital shares went up $1.45, or 68.4%. With the pinch of a syringe, the microchip is inserted under the skin in a procedure that takes less than 20 minutes and leaves no stitches. Silently and invisibly, the dormant chip stores a code that releases patient-specific information when a scanner passes over it. Think UPC code. The identifier, emblazoned on a food item, brings up the name and the price on a cashier's screen. While at the doctor's office, the codes stamped into the chips, once scanned, could reveal such information as a patient's allergies and prior treatments, and that should speed up care. One of the big problems in healthcare has been the medical records situation. So much of it is still on paper. As medically mobile patients visit specialists for care, their records fragment on computer systems that don't talk to each other. It's part of the future of medicine to have these kinds of technologies that make life simpler for the patient, Ellis said. Microchips have already been implanted in about 1 million pets, but the chip's possible dual use for tracking people's movements, as well as speeding delivery of their medical information to emergency rooms, has raised alarm. If privacy protections aren't built in at the outset, there could be harmful consequences for patients, said Emily Stewart, a policy analyst at the Health Privacy Project. Then there was this article by Robert O'Hara Jr. from the Washington Post. He said, first there were security cameras, sprouting like mushrooms on street corners and on buildings, and then came shopper cards, offering discounts in exchange for details about buying habits. In recent years, we've seen the emergence of electronic tags or cookies on the internet, software that monitors email, global positioning satellite devices that pinpoint our position on the planet, and a growing number of machines that capture finger and face prints. Now comes the news that federal regulators on Wednesday approved the injection of microchips under the skin, enabling physicians with the right gear to know who someone is without even having to ask. And yesterday, the omniscient-seeming search engine Google bested itself by announcing a service to probe for information both online and in your own machine. One company official called it a photographic memory for your computer. Google says no personal information will be sent back to the company, but if it feels like you can't do anything these days without someone looking over your shoulder, you're not just paranoid. Cheap computers, blazing fast networks, and clever engineers are finding more and more ways to keep tabs on where you go and what you buy, generally with your permission, but they're getting better at guessing what you'll do next. It's a whole new world. It's sort of like all these little details about our lives are being recorded, said Richard Smith. He's an internet security consultant in Boston. He said, we love the convenience and we love the services, but people kind of instinctively know that there's a dark side to all of this. They just hope it won't happen to them. Think about a typical day. An advertising service is notified when you check the sports scores on the web. The EasyPass transponder signals when you go through a toll booth. Your pharmacy collects personal medication details and sends them along to data companies for analysis. At work, many employees now use face recognition systems to get into their offices, or they type on machines that trace every keystroke. Every move you make is becoming part of your permanent record, said Peter Swire, a privacy expert and law professor at Ohio State University. The trend is smaller, faster, cheaper. There's no question the data are accumulating and faster than many people understand. A few years ago, researchers at the University of California at Berkeley estimated that all of the information created by humanity by 1999 would double by now. One of the leading aggregators of personal information, an Arkansas company called Axiom Corporation, has roughly a million times more information about adult Americans and their families from the time when it first sold stock 20 years ago.